Summer is the season for baseball and books about baseball. But critic Maureen Carrigan says she's tired of both.
Two summers ago, I went to what I vowed will be my last baseball game. It was my birthday, and the baseball nut in my life invited me to Shea Stadium to see the Mets. He wanted to teach me the game again. My birthday present, he promised, would be that I would finally understand baseball. Of course, when we got to the stadium, he immediately turned his attention to the game. So there I was, stuck watching something I don't understand, while my Virgil had turned into an Ahab, screaming at the sight of the great white ball. I need a beer, I told him. When I finally reached the snack counter, I told the woman there that it was my birthday. She sized up the situation instantly and said, I'd kill him, honey. To me, watching baseball is as suspenseful as waiting for a bead of sweat to drop off your nose on a summer afternoon. But that isn't my biggest gripe. No, the worst thing about baseball is that it turns the prose of otherwise fine writers into sentimental mush. This year's big baseball book is George Will's Men at Work. Will's thesis is that baseball demands extraordinary discipline and mental ability, qualities you may not immediately recognize in grown men who call themselves Sparky, Mookie, and Nails. Will romanticizes the players as noble craftsmen, happy in their work. What he doesn't acknowledge is that most of us would be happy in our work, too, if we were making $600,000 a year. That's the current average salary for major leaguers. But the worst is when Will compares baseball to a religious experience. He writes that baseball is good for the individual soul and hence for society. 19th century social reformers made the same claims about the uplifting effects of reading Shakespeare to the insane. To try to find out what all the fuss is about, I've sometimes read Roger Angel in The New Yorker. But I always feel like I've sat through the full 162-game season after I've read one of his endless articles. This spring's piece opened with an extended metaphor that likened the game of baseball to a chivalric quest. Even Charles Kuralt, that gruff walrus, gushes about baseball. Last Sunday morning, he paid homage to Nolan Ryan, who at 43 can still toss a ball to a batter. Kuralt rumbled out a Yeats poem about old age in Ryan's honor. Okay, but what about all those women who go through childbirth in their 40s? Don't they deserve any primetime poetry? Oh, I could go on. There's Bill James. His snappy style is buried under lists of mystical baseball statistics. And then the late A. Bartlett Giamatti. Whenever he talked about baseball, he sounded like he was reading from his old Yale lecture notes on Renaissance Lit. Only commentator Red Barber has grown beyond this silly, macho need to erect a cosmic scaffolding around a leisure time diversion. Why, the old redhead doesn't even follow the game anymore. Instead, he'd rather talk about the Florida weather. In his 80s, Red has discovered what all these younger guys still need to learn. It's only a game.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. And by the way, Maureen, our director Chris Burgeon wants equal time.